I'm Danica Juarez.
And I'm Jan James.
And this is
How's It Hold Up?
Hi, I'm Danica.
And I'm Jan.
And I'm Valerie.
And today we watched a 1935 Popeye the Sailor Man cartoon called The Spinach Overture. Who would like to give a brief plot synopsis of this cartoon?
Popeye, Olive Oil, I forget the other guy's name.
Yeah. Bluto.
No, not Bluto.
The hamburger guy?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
And the hamburger.
Just call him the Hamburglar.
Yeah, I know.
I want to do.
I know. That's what I was about to say.
Popeye is the conductor of a little band, not orchestra. Olive Oil is on the harp. The hamburger guy is on like a drum set. And there's a couple other guys in this band. And so.
Who are like really minor Popeye lore characters.
Oh, okay. So
by the way.
But sure, I don't know them.
One of them, like, this is his only appearance in anything outside the comics. So.
And they're practicing. They have a nice little performance. And when they finish, there's laughter from next door, a more official, sophisticated, actual orchestra with Bluto conducting. And they are laughing at their performance. And Bluto goes in and challenges Popeye. Is like, you know, like, let me show you how it's done. He conducts a nice performance and plays the violin really well. And Popeye tries to do that to repeat him, but is unable to play the violin well. Bluto's like, all right, how about this? Does a similar thing, but this time with the piano, when it plays that really nicely. And Popeye cannot play the piano either. And so then Bluto's like, why don't you join a real band, basically? And so everybody that was in the orchestra or Popeye's band leaves him, joins this fancy orchestra, and Popeye's kind of sad. But then he eats his spinach, which helps him, as Danica said, it's a performance-enhancing drug, and he can start to play the piano.
For all sorts of performances.
Yes, he plays the piano really well, plays it with his toes, and then he challenges Bluto with his band, and plays a really nice performance while Bluto, he challenges his conductor position, takes his wig, punches him to the wall, and so then he... Popeye's conducting this really cool performance while Bluto tries to beat him up with instruments, and Popeye, you know, has a musical fight with him and, you know, makes a really cool song.
What did we think of this cartoon?
It was funny.
Very funny. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it's a good Popeye cartoon. I watched many for this year. There are some other ones that I liked fine, but this was my favorite Popeye, and since none of them really felt like important in terms of like the field of animation, I just picked my favorite one and we got to see it. So
I also really enjoyed that I could understand Popeye's mumbling. It was great.
Yeah, there was some good mumble lines in here, definitely, both from Popeye and Bluto.
And we alluded to, which we can get into more detail, but with Popeye stealing Bluto's wig, and it was hilarious because, like, one of the things that Bluto did when he was, the second time when he was playing the piano and directing Popeye's band, orchestra, whatever we want to call that, he would flip his head, like his hair, you know, and would be nodding his head and flipping
it. Headbanging.
Yeah, headbanging there. And then when Popeye stole his wig and with the fancy orchestra was doing the same thing, it was hilarious. Oh my gosh. There were some really funny, funny moments with all of it.
Yeah, I guess I do question what the morality of the Popeye verse is, that it's just like, oh, a guy isn't that great and is shown up by a guy who is objectively a lot better than him, presumably not using any enhancements to do it, and like, that guy's a bully, obviously, but then Popeye just like takes some edibles, I guess you could say, of spinach, and now suddenly a guy who wasn't good at playing instruments is like really good at it and goes and beats up the guy who I assume just did it on his own merit. And like, that's a little bit messed up, right? It's funny, and obviously Bluto deserved it to an extent because he was being a big bully, but it is just funny that it's like, we just accept that Popeye takes the spinach and then he wins. That's just the formula of the Popeye shorts.
Yeah, I mean, if Bluto didn't make fun of him in the first place, there wouldn't have been a problem.
Oh yeah, 100%. The other Bluto band, started stuff.
Yeah, like we heard the band play at the beginning of the tune. It was a cute little song. Popeye was doing what he could with his tap dancing and his kind of humming along. But no, apparently that's not good enough. Okay, well, if it's not good enough, I'll show you good enough.
I also want to know, like, this wasn't just a bunch of friends getting together and playing, because they dropped his butt immediately. I was going to say,
it's not saying a lot for them and all of the others, because they laughed, they humiliated.
Because if they just have professional aspirations, why didn't they try to, did they try to join Bluto's band before and he denied them, but now that it's a chance to screw over Popeye, he'll take them in? Or like, what's the story? What's the story here? I want to know more about the background of all this.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I would think that it was even more humiliating for Popeye having his own band and people laugh at him.
100%.
Even, you know, because when it started off, it was the orchestra, Snooty Orchestra next door. But again, then they just laughed at him both when he played the violin and then when he played the piano, and he was trying, and they just, and then even little Olive Oil, I said, you know, was snooty as she was the last to walk out the door. She's like, practice more. So it's kind of like, yeah, they're just rough.
I mean, it's not exactly the first time that Olive Oil has turned on Popeye, and yes, it won't be the last. But it was funny that it wasn't just her, it was all of them.
Yeah.
Or like, well, I mean, this guy's better, so kind of pathetic, Popeye.
Yeah.
This is just a fun one in terms of Popeye and Bluto, just like the big bully that the Popeye then shows up. It's straightforward. I guess what I like about this one compared to some of the others is just that it doesn't take the form over a romantic rivalry for Olive Oil, which isn't like a breath of fresh air, because that's what it is a lot of the time.
Sure.
So there's no real like gross implications of like a guy kidnapping a girl when she inevitably doesn't want to be with him anymore and wants to be with Popeye. Like, they just all leave of their own accord. Like, there's no romance stuff. That's nice.
One thing that I thought was interesting was when we start with the short, one of the things you notice, it's a small band. Like, there's five of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Olive Oil has her harp. And that looked fine, but the Hamburger Guy's drum set looked like either like cobbled together or like, you know, it wasn't a nice drum set. And so that contrasted with the band next door. When you finally do see them, they all have their uniforms and their hair is done like nicely. And I really liked Bluto, like with his hair and outfit. It's like, I don't know if he's the same Bluto that we usually see, if this is a shift or something.
Who can say?
It's just very funny that he's like, no, I'm an elevated fancy guy.
100%.
But yeah, so there's that kind of contrast with, you know, either money or status between the two bands.
Definitely.
The other thing is they did some shenanigans with toes, which in one sense was off-putting, but it was also funny. So starting with Olive Oil playing, you know, and really getting into playing the harp, but then she ends up taking off one of her shoes and playing with her toes. And then when, I'm trying to remember, I think it was when Popeye was playing for the elevated or the professional orchestra, but when he was directing at one point after, you know, directing and stuff with his hands.
He played the piano with his toes sometime.
Yeah, he did. Okay, correct. But then when he was also directing, he conducted with a big toe.
Papa needs to either buy new shoes or fix his shoes.
Yes.
is honestly one of the things that I took away from this cartoon.
You know, I bet he destroys shoes from eating spinach so much when that stuff happens that he's like, I'll just use these and they'll be, you know... It's like Hulk's pants.
Sure.
It's like
sure.
Whatever he buys, it'll stay good at the thighs. Like, it stays good where you need it. You know?
You got a good point.
Oh, gosh. As far as the actual animation, it looked really nice. even from the beginning, and the crispness of the letters, and
which again, part of the crispness is like just the quality that I was able to get. But no, I think it's animated well and fluidly. I feel like it's paced pretty well also. My only real complaint with the pacing is that I felt that the beginning was a little overly slow. Probably could have shaved a couple of seconds off of Popeye's initial conducting and Olive Oil playing the harp with her toes. Both of those felt like they went on a little too long, but then once Bluto entered the picture, it felt like it was all just steamrolling ahead well, and gags were placed well. Like, even when it slowed down a little bit again and Popeye, you know, is moping at the piano, it felt like the animation and the gags were still paced at a good clip. Yeah, I think it all really worked for me, and was really then a fun kinetic ending with the fight while mm-hmm. conducting. And I think this is another one. I think what I'm finding so far is that these early Popeye cartoons really excel when they incorporate a lot of music. Because I think the last one that I showed y'all was the Flying Trapeze one, which like was a musical basically, and this one wasn't a musical, but obviously incorporated music into most of it in a really obvious way. And you know, obviously there's a music backing track to all of it, but I think it does seem to make them even more fun when it's brought more directly into the cartoon.
One thing that I liked with this one is the animation when they're playing the instruments. Like, it wasn't just like, moving my hands and we'll put drum noises here. Yeah. Like, what you saw is what you were hearing when it comes to, like, the drumming. I don't know if harpists would have a obvious, like, oh, that doesn't go there.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the, like, rolls on the drum and the cymbal hits, like, that matched. I think the piano was swapped. I don't know piano that well, but I think the high and the low might have been opposite.
Maybe.
But, like, when he was pressing keys.
Yeah, at the very least, it's like the notes are playing as the fingers press, and that's good.
Yeah, like, even with the bass line and the melody on a piano, their hands were doing what you were hearing, essentially.
It was really funny when he got a tuba thrown on him, and then he played the tuba out of its curve. But also, I'm like, that would change what it sounds like. It should change as that's happening, but it doesn't, of course.
Yeah. No, I...
But I'm like, it's curved for a reason, not just to be held.
Yeah, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
And with the xylophone.
Punching them to the beat.
yes, back onto the xylophone.
Yeah, they would slap into Bluto's face and then back down sometimes.
Yes.
No, just, it's really... I think it's also a thing that Warner Brothers is going to do more. And I think that Fritz Freleng was especially well known for was having some classic cartoons that really like synchronize the music to actions. And are really, it's just really pleasing when it happens. And I think that we saw a lot of trying to do that in the early 1930s, but it just felt a lot more basic. And then they kind of moved away from it because that wasn't the gimmick anymore, but now they're starting to, in the mid and then into the late 1930s, rediscover that, oh, when you are doing that on purpose, it can still be really fun when you're incorporating it more into action and gags than just like, as the character frolics along a lane, with the music, it's like, we can do more than that. You know, we can have whole gags and do a whole like orchestral thing with it. And yeah, I think this is just one of the earlier ones where I'm seeing this kind of evolution of this idea into something more fun and kinetic.
Kind of along those lines, I really, some of the gags where when they were playing the music and Bluto and Popeye were fighting with the instruments and the things, not only was the timing great, but it was so funny because you already alluded, Danica, to the tuba. So, you know, basically, you know, Popeye is playing it and it unwraps and then it shoots at Bluto and it wraps around him. But then they also did a similar thing with the trombone.
And, oh, I like the trombone.
And so, yeah, and so, so they're fighting and Popeye is playing the trombone, but he's hitting Bluto in
and like
sync.
Keeping him at arm's range.
Yeah, keeping him away as he's playing it. And yeah, so just really, really cute gags with that.
And there's also some great voice acting here. I'm not exactly sure who's voicing, but I think it's their normal ones, which I think for Popeye is Billy Costello. And he has some really good, intelligible mumbles in here that are just funny. I don't remember any specific lines, but there was definitely just multiple parts that like got us laughing out loud with the silliness of what he was saying or how he was saying it.
Yeah, there was one when Bluto first comes in and he's like, let me show you how it's done. He's like, with respect to the maestro.
Yeah.
And he does it. So then when Popeye picks it up, he doesn't say maestro. He's like, with respect to the
mousetrap or something.
Mousetrap. Yeah. Like something not like that.
Imitating him, but not actually knowing the words.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's good. There was some really good mumbles in here. I'm excited that that is becoming more and more of a thing, because there is something charming about these mumbles happening while no lips are moving. Like, it's not a thing I'd want all cartoons to do, but it's just kind of the in-house style of Fleischer, and it's something I'm looking forward to seeing more of with the Popeye cartoons, because I think they're kind of the main ones that do that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I just can't even tell you how funny it was to see Popeye with the wig, because that not only, unlike some other, you know, cartoons or whatever, like if someone puts a wig on, it looks like it's placed on as a wig. But with Popeye, both with Bluto and Popeye with it on, it did look like their real hair. And then with Popeye just doing the head banging, it was so funny.
It's so silly looking.
Oh my gosh. And then this is one which I don't know if they normally do this when he has the spinach, but when he initially took the spinach, you know, the spinach, as he would take a gulp, it would like travel down and into his hands. And then all of a sudden
they've
he would be like that.
They've done multiple different
things.
They've
done that. But yeah, it was off-putting, but it was interesting. Yeah. As he was taking the spinach.
Let's go on to the part that our podcast is named after. How's it hold up? Honestly, it felt like it held up pretty well. Nothing's really coming to mind. I don't remember like fat jokes or anything. Like we talked about, since there's not a romance angle, there's no like guys being creepy towards men. There's a little bit of flirting, guys being creepy towards women. There's a little bit of flirting Bluto does when he's playing violin, and he like uses the stick to kind of like tickle underneath Olive Oil's chin, but she's clearly into it. Yeah, I mean, nothing's really coming to mind.
No, I didn't have anything that I don't think will hold up well.
Yeah, and even the quality of this looked really nice. So in that sense, yeah, that's also holding
up. No, fortunately, a whole lot of the Popeye black and white cartoons were for a time on, at the time, HBO Max. Let's go on to our favorites and least favorites. What was your least favorite moment in the cartoon? I think for me, it was Olive Oil playing the harp with her toes. I didn't find the gag particularly funny, but more than that, I just felt like it went on too long. I felt like that scene's time should have been shaved down a little bit.
I will agree. Just it was a little bit off-putting, but yeah, I think it did go on too long.
I'll agree, because that was also in the beginning, like you said. Once Bluto comes in, it goes at a really good clip, and a lot of that's just gold. So,
what was your favorite moment in the cartoon? I mean, honestly, I'm just going to say the whole finale, once he goes in there to take on Bluto after eating a spinach. Just, it's a good finale. The music's great. The gags are all hitting really well, and it's fast and kinetic. It's great stuff.
I will agree, and I will have to illuminate Popeye's headbanging with the wig. I love that so much. It was so funny.
Yeah, I think it'd be hard to choose just one part of the end, so I'll agree as well.
Who was your least favorite character?
It's either, like, Hamburger Guy or Olive Oil.
Right?
To me. Yeah.
I guess I'll say Olive Oil. I'm fine with her being fickle, because she does that in a lot of cartoons, but she doesn't really do a lot in this cartoon. It feels like a little bit of a waste overall of an Olive Oil, so I guess I'll choose her.
I'll agree.
I will too, because I think it was very, very rude her even walking off and saying, practice more.
It was pretty rude.
It's like, well, you weren't perfect either, Mrs. Mrs. Olive Oil.
You know, I wonder whose idea was it to put that together? Like,
that's what I'm telling you, is I need more information on the background of this.
Like, is he doing this for her? And then she's like,
that's what I'm wondering.
Or is this like, gotta spend some time together? Or is this a scheme to make money? It's like, if we put on a show, will they give us coins?
I don't know. There's so many different things that could shed a light on this.
That could have been fun.
Who was your favorite character?
That's tough as well.
I mean, I think I gotta say like, Bluto was great, but I think I gotta say Popeye. He had some really funny mumbles, and just him doing the headbanging while he's got the hair is really funny. It was really funny when Bluto did it, too.
Yes,
they're
yes.
Both, I mean, they're the clear stars of this, but I guess I'll say Popeye.
This is a different way to see Bluto that I'm not used to, and I enjoyed it, like, that he could be, like,
I won't begrudge you if you choose Bluto.
But no, Popeye was great. Like, the ending, his performance at the end was so good. So I think I'll still have to say Popeye, but Bluto's way up there.
Definitely.
I'm going to make it unanimous. Popeye just really cracked me up. So Popeye for me.
Let's go on to our overall consensus and what we would rate it.
I will recommend this short. It was enjoyable. It was, I don't know, it was fun to watch. I'll give this a 3.5. Because I liked it.
I mean, that's a valid reason, yeah.
I definitely will recommend it. And I think I'm going to say 3.75. And yeah, just really looked nice and it was funny. And overall, it was paced well, other than, as we alluded to at the beginning, was a little bit slow. But then, yeah, really good.
I'm going to go 3.5. It's a good Popeye cartoon. This is another solid one. It's my favorite cartoon, my favorite Popeye cartoon of the year. I believe I did watch all of them from 1935, so I can say that with some manner of authority for my own opinion. This is my favorite one, and I think it's a solid 3.5. Check it out. Thank you all very much for listening.
Thank you.
Next time, we won't actually have a shorts episode for a bit, not until the new year, but... Once we get there, it's going to be another Mickey Mouse cartoon, one that I watched a whole lot as a child, so I am looking forward to rewatching it. It involves Mickey in his garden.
Ooh, okay.
So join us then.
Wow, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been How's It Hold Up with Danica Juarez and Jan James. You can find our podcast on Twitter at How's It Hold Up Pod. That's with each word capitalized and no apostrophe. Also, if you'd like to support us, we have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/user?u=279-0566. Every little bit helps, and even with a minimum pledge, you get access to things you won't hear in our main podcast feed. Check it out for more info. The two pieces of music used in this episode were created by Kevin MacLeod. You can find both The Curtain Rises and Cool Cats at incomptech.com. That's incomptech.com. Both songs were licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. More info on that can be found at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0. Thanks for listening. The last Popeye short.
Oh, shit, that was
gave it a 3.5. Okay. Man on the Flying Trapeze. Do you think this is better? I think that's maybe one of the best comparison points. Do you think this is better or on par with The Man on the Flying Trapeze?
I think a little bit that's a tough call in that...
They're doing different things.
There was a lot of, like, characterization emotion in Man on the Flying Trapeze. Truly. Like, with Olive Oil and her, like, being there. And she's like, oh, hi, Popeye. And he's, like, mad. But she's probably just like... No, this is fun. Like, not even worried about the other guy.
100%.
But this one was just a delightful package. Just a solid short.
I don't know. What you thinking?